you know, we were on a pretty high building looking down at the park, but that evening we walked to the park.
When was this?
In Hong Kong.
When we visited. I know, but was I with you?
No. Yeah, okay. Elle and I. Okay. See, we looked at it from above with you. But then that evening, Yael and I went on a stroll, crossed the highway. It was a bit kind of scary, but hindi naman, maganda naman yung weather. And then it started to drizzle a bit, so it was fun. Yeah, we had a nice walk.
And your nerdy husband knew who the statue was from afar.
Really?
Yeah.
What a nerd. Yes, and with that, we open case drama. Yeah, today we are with Ginang Roslyn Reyes Pineda. She is my hermana, so meaning we both went to this one exclusive school. I don't know if we should mention it, only because sometimes we get smart shamed. That is a problem we have.
It's an exclusive all-girls school.
I like how you would get it. Because when I said, what is that term again when you're an smart chain? Or our college, which of course, when you say na naman, ay, nakuubod ka na naman ng yabang.
Yabang.
And yaman, but that's not really a thing. But
yabang, yes.
Yabang. So sometimes I just say, katipunan, somewhere there.
Right.
It's hard.
One guess.
What if you wanted to work hard during your childhood and you got into these schools? Is that your fault?
Exactly. And it's actually nice to be smart.
Right.
It's cool.
Yeah, so happy Women's Month to you.
Thank you. Happy Women's Month to you too.
Roslyn actually heads a music label. Correct. Yeah. A label.
Yep.
A label, not like a label for clothes, but you know, a whole label. And we love our music. I mean, if you're listening to this right now, you also love your podcasts. And being the head of a label is a lot of work, I would imagine.
But it's also fulfilling.
Fulfilling, yeah.
And a lot of fun. And I've always enjoyed being around talented people like yourself.
Talented people, because you are an artist yourself. So today I'm finding out your repertoire. So that's my repertoire right there. I played Julie Jordan in Carousel. She's taking a nap. That's Elsa, the Baroness from Sound of Music. And that is Sita, or Sia, the avatar of Vishnu from Ramahari.
Right, which I saw.
Yes, thank you. You were the first person to buy a ticket.
Because I was excited to see Mary Marana. No, it was, you are so good.
Really?
I'm so glad I caught that.
Thank you. Sometimes when you do a repeat, you're not sure if people are going to watch. So you were the first one to actually say, I need a ticket. And I was like, yeah, it's going to be okay. But then when the date grew near, and then you were flying in from Hong Kong for me, I mean, other things, but for me, I felt really special. And I really felt good about myself na, you know, this is an important thing for people. Thank you.
And I was so proud that your ballet moves.
Oh, yeah, you are a ballerina.
Away.
Oh, gosh.
So I used to see you performing
in
school.
Disneyland?
No.
We performed in Disneyland for our photos with your daughter.
Gosh, that's right.
She also dances ballet.
Yeah, she does.
You also dance ballet.
I did.
Oh gosh,
I did. Quite seriously.
These schoolgirls. So, we're so stereotype.
Seeing you do the moves, I was very, very, very proud.
And you should buy yourself a pair of ballet shoes in Repetto. That's where I bought it in one of my trips to Hong Kong.
Okay, I will. I will. Imagine you're telling me where to shop
in Hong Kong.
Yeah, but
right.
I will.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, I think I spoke about this like before, and I talk about it a lot now because I'm into my inner child healing, and hence the super girly hair, like she's going wild. When I danced ballet in Ramahari, we would do different steps every curtain call because
you had a different partner.
Yeah, and,
right?
Some were just so mayabang, they know na yun yung part na vine video for Instagram, so they wanted to be different every time. My body ached.
But you did exactly what your counterpart did, which is why I was
it's hard. Look, it was painful. I was not stretching correctly. Although I do take Pilates, but that I was not ready for ballet.
It's okay. You look good.
But see, I'll give you. That's all that matters. Since she's here now, I should give her ballet shoes. Yeah, I'll give. I will
promise.
Go back to Hong Kong and buy you ballet shoes.
Promise.
Grabe, okay. Nandami pa lang stereotypes. Like we dance ballet. We went to that school. We're a bit noisy when we meet up. Like hello.
I know.
And the voices get really high. But, you know, when I did my 25th reunion in school.
I was on Zoom, remember?
Oh my gosh, you're so part of my life.
I am very supportive.
Part of my life. We did a Zumba class together at one point. No?
During that was the
also
pandemic.
A school thing.
Yes.
But yeah, what I realized then is that a lot of people really have issues with women. Growing up, there are misunderstandings along the way. There are certain attitudes that don't sit well. And parang, I guess you're growing up, you don't know how the world works yet. But in the reunion, alam mo, it was so beautiful, sobrang weird. But I would point out, the moon is full. I was trying to be poetic about it. If women really came together, we could do a lot. We raised so much money. Marnie Punambarit, our batch head, she was able to really do all these little programs. Ryan Bang and I hosted it. And it felt great that people came together. Some were not so comfortable about going because, you know, Romy and Michelle.
I was just going to say Romy
and
Michelle.
You know, not everyone can invent Post-its and no one can use that line anymore. It's found out. There's going to be a part two.
What do you mean?
Romy and Michelle, part two.
I
read, yeah,
I heard about that. I heard about that.
Yeah, but probably from Yael.
No, probably. I saw it somewhere, yeah. But then I got excited. But yes, exactly.
No, but yeah, I think it's common, even in America, and diba?
But it's so different, I think, growing up in an all-girls school. Because you really have lifelong friends.
That's true. Some travel together to this day. I see them. They go on.
We
do
did.
You guys?
We did. On
Where
our
did you guys go?
We went to Spain, of course.
Of course, it used to be Spanish in your Spanish trip.
We tried, but poco, was all you could say.
Oh my gosh. Sobrang social lang Spain yung trip. Burkada! I cannot. When you were in high school, did you sit in a circle on the floor? No? That wasn't the thing back then?
To play jackstones, yes. But what do you mean? Sit in a circle for what?
After lunch, parang people would make kwento in the middle of the hallway.
Yeah, I mean, we had no qualms about sitting on
the floor, right? Yeah.
Even if we were in skirts.
That's why I wonder why people think we're ma'arte, because hello, we sit on the floor.
And that's, I think, one of the advantages.
How grounded.
Being in an all-girls school is you're never
conscious, yeah.
Right? So you just do your thing.
That's
I can
right.
sit whatever way I want. I don't have to put makeup. I don't have to look good.
Yeah.
I can just be myself.
I wonder if it's the same way now, because people are a bit more. But we did have Kikai kits.
We did. But like, who would we
impress? There was nothing, yeah?
But yeah, I mean, my kids don't go to an all-boys and an all-girls school. They go to co-ed schools.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would be more normal to see people from the opposite sex. Because if you remember,
it's
if
a bit
someone
unnatural.
From the name... Yes, it's a bit unnatural. But
I had
at
a crush on everyone's
time,
brother. I mean, I'm so sorry,
for
brothers.
For me, like, I remember someone from the neighboring school would come and announce their fair. And we'd all be like,
there was a whole announcement.
Exactly. So it was like, what? You've never seen a boy before? Right? So that was the unnatural part.
It
but
is
having
unnatural,
said that,
yeah.
I would not give that up for anything because... It's
fun bonding with
girls.
It's
a sisterhood, especially if you don't have sisters, right? And literally, they've been my friends now. My closest friends now were my friends since I was four. Kinder
so,
one.
So you're kinder to high school in that
college,
school.
And college, because we went to the same university.
How great
so
is that?
I know. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Kami naman, siguro the boys that I knew, aside from the brothers that I had crushes on, I'm so sorry again. It's just that I came from a co-ed school, grade school, and then high school, I moved to an all-girls school. And it was so unnatural to me how people were so boy crazy. But we did have a fair with Basti Artadi. I had to memorize the words to Halik ni Judas. It's very strange. I knew
well,
where...
you went up on stage and you...
No, I just had to prepare for
had
the
to be
fair.
Cool. Okay.
To be cool, you know. I knew where Wolf lived. He's related to Tito Odie.
Yes, he is.
Kimura.
He's the nephew.
Right? And then Rico Blanco was our prom king. How crazy is that? He went with my classmate.
Yes, I know your classmate.
I said that in one awards night show, and I guess it's kind of weird. Yael still lectures me. Now, why did you have to say that on stage? Were you trying to embarrass him? It's like, no, he was our prom king, and he played piano.
I'm sure he was proud of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yael naman. Di kasi siya namabot ng prom king siguro. So, I don't know. That was funny. But yeah, boys were a bit... Like, we had a... Was it interaction when your soirees happened?
Well, our soirees were underground because...
Oh, underground.
Yes, underground. Whoa, so like, our organizational skills were put into good use. Like whose house to have it at.
Are you kidding me?
Of course, now they can't do anything, right? But the only sanctioned things were for our year was the interaction, and that was once. So our prom was underground.
Also,
the soirees were underground.
Wow,
so,
look at you, misfit. Well, it's kind of cool, not looking back at it now. All the things that we weren't allowed to do, just to like let people know now in these generations.
Yeah, appreciate what you have, man.
Yeah, that's freedom, no? Namin interaction. It was so odd because apparently the classrooms could open up into a really giant hall. So
yes,
I think four sections.
Okay, same. We did the same thing.
Well, same style. Yes. So the boys were on one side of the four classrooms, now one giant hall, and then the girls were on another side.
Because that was what happened.
And then you're in your uniform and you're like gonna talk to them, or there are games? I can't remember.
I don't remember if we were in uniform, but funnily enough, we had one interaction with that one school, which I'll check with you later if it's that same school.
Are they in Green Hills? Oh, there's two in Green Hills.
Yeah, one of those. But they, some of the people I met in my junior year interaction are still my friends.
No, that's
to
good.
This day.
So I guess, that becomes your barcada somehow.
Yes, my first boy, our first boy barcada, apart from the barcadas we would meet from our secret soirees.
Secret soirees. Yes. I can't get over this. What are they doing? Yeah, it's so unnatural if you really think about it. But I guess they were being extra careful.
Wait, when did you move again?
When I moved... After graduating grade 7, I was the class valedictorian.
School.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
And my dad wanted me to move, I guess, kasi parang nakikita niya may mga crush na ako, ganyan ganyan. I feel like he got a bit scared also. I don't know the real reason.
So you only spent 4 years in our common school.
I'm only half Maarte. Is the real reason.
And you're basically saying I'm full on.
You started there 4 years old.
I started at 4 years old.
Your accent is so thick that Yael copies the way you say the letter R.
I don't even realize.
Rosli. I don't know.
I don't like say that. No,
I don't say that.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay, I'll give you a story. When I did Little Mermaid for trumpets, that was my first ever play. I didn't know that this was how I delivered my line. Would you please stop following Mia?
Isn't that supposed to be the accent from our school?
That is the accent. Mia. So they tell me, you know how? Cast party. There is a remix. There were no panga DJs panga back then. Please stop following Mia. 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 It's like, why didn't you tell me na lang? Why did you have to wait? Natapos na yung play. Maybe they found it funny and it was like a little joke.
This is my natural way of speaking. But obviously, when you're in
When you're with
different
a schoolmate.
Audiences.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yes. Both of us.
It's thicker when you're with an old friend.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
It's fine.
But really, this is my natural way of speaking.
It's great.
But at the same time, I've learned over the years to take on different accents depending on who I'm speaking to. When I'm in Hong Kong or when I'm in international meetings, I sort of take on an American accent,
which they can understand better. Yeah,
so I feel that if I enunciate better, they would understand me better.
Communication is key. People say that all the time.
Exactly.
Now.
And then sometimes I have to talk to many, like some of my artists are more comfortable speaking in Tagalog.
And so I had to super speak casual.
In Tagalog. Yeah, and then if I have to accept an award on behalf of an artist, I try to speak in Tagalog.
Because you're representing the Philippines. Look yes, at you. Okay, so this is not like an accident. All her events, she's always representing as a strong, powerful, beautiful Filipina. Look at her in her Filipino modern barongs. Modern Filipiniana.
Yes.
So mine is by Dorel Corpus.
Mine is by Rhett Ayala.
Oh, it's, nice. It's an I love old the heart. Yeah.
Collection. But
diba, it's something that you can wear, rewear.
Yeah,
and now
people ask me, like, the last time I wore this, it was a big presentation in front of a lot of people from different countries. And they're like, oh, what is that? And I was really proud to say, well, this is a Filipino, a very, very Filipino silhouette. It's actually our national dress, but we've modernized it a little bit. So they're fascinated, and I love talking about the Philippines to people who are not from the Philippines.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it just starts with small things. Like, I always say Philippine, because especially when I'm in Singapore or Hong Kong, I like to say, it's clearer to them. Where are you from? Philippine. Because I just like to say that, because I know they will say it back, Philippine. Or even Korea, they say Philippine. I guess because they don't think that it's plural. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
I always teach them that I'm from the Philippines.
Uh-oh, I'm teaching them the wrong, I guess. But ako siguro I start with, syempre, there's all these things about food, and then you teach them little words. Like, I always, my first lesson for, especially when I'm on a set, I teach them dun. And they love it. They love the pout. Dun. San ka pupunta? Dun. And then when it's far, dun. And it's very far. It's dun. So that's my Filipino lesson one. And it's a great icebreaker.
I'm sure.
Aside from food, do you get food convos a lot? Like, they ask about Filipino food?
They do. What I do is I just take them to. There are a couple of Filipino restaurants that have opened in Hong Kong.
Okay, what does well for the international palate?
Not the innards.
Obviously. They're not fans of that.
I mean, I
the
can't.
Adventurous
I
eaters.
Don't even eat it. So how can I make somebody
fish balls
eat
do
it?
Well. Like here, when we have visitors in our karaoke, we always give the OPM
the
platter.
The usual adobo. What's basically. Well, I always ask what the best sellers are on the menu, and then I go with that and some of my personal favorites. Gising-gising.
They're into that? The gata?
I'm into it. So I have them try it, and then I tell them it's literally wake up, wake up. And I don't know if they really
then
like it.
I think
it,
they're getting it that it repeats now. Things
we love repeating names, things. Yeah, and Jollibee.
Jollibee
is super famous for
chicken?
Their chicken. Yes, quite famous one,
actually.
Yeah, well,
it's good to know. These little tips are good to know when you try to make friends. When I worked in Singapore, for example, I had to play Pokemon. I bought so many phone cards just to make friends.
So why? Oh, okay.
Not long. I thought it was a good icebreaker.
I have no clue.
But you're a boss. What is an icebreaker for you? Not Pokemon. Go.
Not Pokemon.
So what would be a good icebreaker for you?
For what? For...
Especially when you have artists around.
I just really genuinely enjoy asking about them because I'm fascinated by artists. So in asking about them and talking about themselves, they open up. And I also tell them stories from whatever.
But because you are an artist. So you did place, we forgot that. So that's my playlist. Playlist. What is your playlist? What did you do?
I started performing professionally, meaning I was paid at 13 years old with Ballet Philippines.
Wow.
Right? So Ballet Philippines had to get me a TIN card.
Okay, for
and
your
I was 13,
recibo.
Right? So these days when I see people's TIN numbers, people like and for the longest time, people would freak out and say, "What kind of TIN number is this? Why is it like so
old?" Your ID number, your
yeah, exactly, because it was literally 10 years before people my age started working, but I had a TIN number, so my TIN number is old. Yeah, so I was really just dancing in Ballet Philippines productions, but they were paying us per show, so I was so proud that I was making money. And then I started doing, after Ballet Philippines, I started doing shows with trumpets and with, I think there was a Stages show, and then there was one show where Tito Freddy got me to do a trade show. Tito Freddy Santos, a very, very famous and excellent writer? Filipino director, writer. But he's unfortunately passed away. Yes. But yeah, he got me to do this trade show. Mm-hmm. You know, the racket that artists do for corporate brands. And I did that. I was 16. I was paid a lot more than usual. So that's so rich. And I was still in high school. And then I got to dance with one of my idols in ballet, Raul Banson. Mm-hmm. And then I actually lip-synced the voice of, I think that was Gina Wilson, and the male voice was Tito Odie.
Oh.
It was for a soap brand that was being relaunched.
Commercial.
No, it was an internal thing, but mm-hmm. they had a show. They had a musical to entertain.
Yeah.
All the executives from the company, and then they billeted us at Philippine Plaza. So again, it feels so good to make money as a child and not have to rely on your allowance.
As I'm listening to this, I'm realizing I sang so much in school and never got paid.
You would sing in school, I remember. Right. A beautiful, angelic voice.
I was part of a music ministry.
You were. Oh my gosh.
And yeah, Elle just did a rendition. Actually tricked him into singing. I saw that. Animal Christie?
It's now my favorite rendition. But he even had a drop mic.
Why am I dropping the chapel? Not in church, dude. But yeah, it was cool because now everyone is commenting and people are copying his version of it. So.
And he's like, his face was like...
Yeah, he did for the... He has one technique where he bites.
Yeah, and then it's like... It's not your usual church choir.
I was just saying, guess why people are... It's trending in like so many posts. Wow, I guess people are into this church choir girl meets band guy from the Battle of the Bands. Parang it's like a... Could be a musical na parang B-movie.
And you guys actually sounded great together.
We weren't planning on doing a duet. I was planning on doing a responsorial song because that's my...
So that wasn't even rehearsed?
No. I was tricking him into doing that, but I figured since I didn't get to sing the responsorial.
It turned out so well.
It did. It was like a moment in time. Yeah, Ella's getting so many green flags lately. I don't know. He's like winning the internet. Uh-oh, you don't want to jinx it. <Here's the one. laughs> It started with a podcast when he shared that he didn't really love Ross. Apparently, a lot of people agree with that sentiment. Flew by me.
Okay.
But yeah.
So I saw how that trended on the internet.
Yeah.
I can see how that's controversial.
Yeah, but he does like Disney. And you did take us to Disneyland on his big birthday.
I did.
We hung out. We danced ballet with your daughter and our mga inaanaks. And the band was there.
And we checked out World of Frozen for the very first time together.
We were like the first. You guys never been here. We're like being so mayabang. It was fun.
It was fun.
I don't really love going there, but when I'm there, I love the experience. I don't like to think about, oh, no, I'm going there. Once I'm there, then I have the best time. And then, of course, Yael has the best time. The funniest part for me was he had two friends who wanted to leave early. And I was like, are you ready for your friendship over?
This was during dinner?
During dinner. We were having a nice dinner.
Did you convince them to stay?
Yeah. They stayed.
I think you warned them.
I was like, are you sure? Because the best part is the end. And it really was truly special. But it was like, nakakaiyak masyado.
It is, right?
We were hugging and sobbing.
Right. I was watching you guys because that was my second time to see it. My first time I cried. It was really the songs, right? I was discussing this with another artist that I brought there.
It's the songs.
And he was basically saying, you know, you see fireworks, you see water fountains. You see light shows, but you combine all that with the music.
So yeah, I guess those things, because you are a musician yourself, you really know how to connect.
I wouldn't say musician because...
A ballerina?
I like performing, but the last thing I like to do was singing because everyone around me was so good at singing. Mm. And at the very least, I could dance well. I could act as happy
to do a sample right now.
I guess going back to your point, it's why I'm so passionate about
music,
my job, because yes, I was a performer once upon a time. And mm-hmm. even if I always knew that I wouldn't be a performer for the rest of my life, I know what it's like to be one. Mm-hmm. And so it just makes me so happy to surround myself with this kind of talent, especially in this day and age when Filipino music is really making waves outside of the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's finally happening and not in the way that people thought it should. Yeah. Maybe some people had all these, like, kasi dapat ganito, kasi dapat ganyan. And it just, it's probably people just making music from their hearts, writing their stories.
Exactly.
And really sharing and exactly who they are.
I think there was a almost, I guess, misconception before that you have to sing in English for it to travel.
Correct.
But actually now, it's almost like you have to be hyper-local to go international.
So explain hyper-local for those who don't get
Just like singing in Tagalog and Mm-mm. talking about, I don't know, very, very
Correct.
Filipino things.
This
and
is
don't
why
be afraid, right? They'll feel what you're trying to say without understanding mm-hmm. the lyrics. So
it's crazy, no? Parang we had a wrong formula. We tried it for so many years. English has to be perfect. Ako, I'm never critical about pronunciation. Because, well, I'll share this story, but it might get me into trouble. When I was in high school, people would make fun of teachers who had bad pronunciation. And I always, parang, it always crushed my heart a little. And I was like, why are they laughing? So from then on, I was able to really train myself to look at them and not laugh. Because it wasn't funny naman talaga. But I would really look at them and show them that this is not funny. Just teach us. So I think that's when I first learned that you don't have to be critical. I mean, we are not Americans or British. So it's not our first language.
And we care so much about it. But guess what? The people outside the country, they don't actually care.
Yeah, tayo lang naman.
Exactly.
Tayo lang.
So there's this artist that I work with. And when he sings in English, there's something I'm always like, I wish I could correct his pronunciation of this, right? But then he actually told me later on that he knows that matigas mm-hmm. yung dila niya.
Yeah.
Right? But then he's like, I thought it would be cute because then they know it's a Filipino singing it. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, no. Because, again, when Koreans sing in English, no, but they're so much more forgiving, right? Or we are so much more forgiving.
Yeah, but I guess because they're so confident about it, they're making their own music and that's their story.
Exactly. So that's the thing.
It's
just
part
be
of
confident,
that, yeah.
be authentic. And if your English isn't perfect, which is really strange because I come from the same school that you,
yeah.
I have the same experiences that you have to have perfect pronunciation. But I'm learning in my advanced age that that's
not necessary. Yeah.
Yeah,
especially because we are
multilingual, right? And,
yeah.
And actually, people will almost like say, oh, okay, why? Who are you to say that that's
yeah,
the way
kind
to
of
say
it? Yeah,
and
it kind of just says a little bit about where you're from. I mean, I guess that's why I also use Tatlong Hari now when I do theater plays and I wear it proudly. Prouder than when I was younger, because when I was younger, I would get teased a lot for having such a Filipino name.
And such a long
and such a long name, Tatlong Hari. Pasko na ba? Parang, oh, the librarian, same joke na naman, sir. Yeah, returning a book. Tatlong Hari, Pasko na ba? Yes, sir. It's actually December now. Or January, di ba? So parang, gosh, it takes a while to really be proud. I mean, it's not automatic. So it's a process.
Absolutely. Because I was never this proud of being
Yeah, that's why
from
little things like
I
wearing
know,
this. I
exactly.
wore this in Hong Kong when I visited you because I was like, yeah, she's going to get it. And
but it's actually only been a trend, a very recent trend
yeah.
where wearing your culture is cool. Before, mm-hmm. when we were growing up, like, can you imagine
it's
us doing this?
It's just a bit expensive.
It
now,
is, it
so.
Is. But I think you can actually go online and find a lot of ternos.
Yeah, ah, like vintage
they don't,
ones.
Yes, no, and you don't necessarily have to get it from a designer.
Ako, but I share with you.
Oh, yeah, that's so cute. I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I share. So, and we are re-wearers now. If the royalty does it, why not? Diba?
True,
Mix
exactly.
Match, yeah.
You have to be economical, kind of the environment. No, but I was just saying.
Is this the Barbie speech? Sorry.
No,
are you
no,
making a different person?
Not at all. Not
we,
at all.
We
this
can be
is
economical,
about
but not too matipid.
No.
Because that's kariput. You
oh,
make
no,
your own
did,
version.
Yeah. That did me. No, no. I was going to talk about, like, it's really changed so much.
Yeah.
And also in my personal life, I think being in Hong Kong, so I've lived there for 18 years.
Wow.
I actually wrote an article for, I forget which magazine, but I said something about I've never been more Filipino.
Now that you're not here in the now Philippines.
Now
that I'm not here.
Because wow. Now it's really like my identity. And then I have to like, I'm always thinking like, if I do something, then that's what they're going to think Filipinos do. So I always mm-hmm. have, it always has to be parang
there's
best foot forward.
Effort, yeah.
Because then they're going to stereotype that this is how Filipinos are.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of Filipinos in Hong Kong. You said in a number, kanina.
I know there are at least 200,000 domestic helpers in Hong Kong and 10,000 professionals.
Sorry? 10,000 professionals. Wow, that's a lot. And when you first moved, it was for this job or this company already?
Yes, for this current company.
Company
that I work
prior
for.
Prior to that, you were part of a multinational.
Yes, for a year.
For a year only.
Yeah,
but, like,
but I learned so much. It's I guess to be more specific, it was a fast, FMCG.
I don't know what it means.
Or fast-moving consumer goods company.
Fast-moving consumer goods company. My gosh, look at you. Parang, you're like the stereotype of the best kind of student. But parang, you did the arts, you danced ballet, you performed, and yet you excelled. And then straight out of college, they got you for sure.
They got me, and I felt valued because they had me go through this week where they mm-hmm. they scoured the Philippines for a set of students
oh
in
my
their
gosh,
senior
the best
year.
Of the best. Huh?
And then they had you do tasks and they're watching you, so it's mm-hmm. kind of like Pinoy Big Brother. But I appreciated that because
it's like a real world scenario.
And I was in school, but then they housed us in a 5-star hotel.
Uh-huh.
And it's not just it can't be grade smart alone.
Correct.
It has to be like, how good are you with relating to people?
Ah,
so some
that's
of the challenges,
tough, no?
Diba? I mean,
yeah, because you could pass all the tests.
Right, but how do you resolve something? They'll mm-hmm. put you in a group.
People
they'll have
skills.
You solve.
Ooh.
Yes, right. And the thing is, everyone in that group is accomplished and outspoken. So how do you, right?
So it's like a group of well-rounded individuals. So how do you rise above that group?
How do you get
no,
to
not
the
rise above it, but yeah.
If all of you are thinking...
How do you stand out?
Stand out, but also how do you come to an agreement between everyone?
Was so, collaboration a big thing back then?
I think it always shows what kind of person you mm-hmm. are. If you're open to collaborating versus always like putting someone down, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you can accomplish so much more when you collaborate. So I learned so much during that 1 year. I was only with them for 1 year.
I see.
And that was the 1 year that I did not perform professionally.
Ah, so you missed
so
it.
While I was really fascinated by the stuff I learned, and the learning curve was like this steep.
Wow.
I learned so much.
Oh,
in particular about marketing, right?
And your working hours were crazy, you said?
My working hours were crazy because I made it a point to try and do my best.
Well, that's...
Right? And so when the opportunity came for me to join my current company, which is in a totally different industry.
Wow, loyalty award ka pala.
Yes,
wow.
Oh my goodness. Both from our school and from my current company, loyalty awardee.
Yeah.
I don't think I make it a point na, oh, I have to stay with this company for this long or
but
I have to stay
happy.
In this school. But
obviously,
if you're happy, time flies.
But I'm trying to imagine... If somebody, not me, was listening right now, they're like, oh, listen to these two privileged girls just chatting about their perfect lives, which is never the case. But
yeah,
of course, some people,
far from
some
perfect
people may have that impression. But of course, it's Women's Month, and we do want to impart something positive to women, especially those who haven't had like the chance to go to the best schools. But now, kasi you can study so many things online, everything is just there. What can you share with them na valuable tips that you learned along the way that if I didn't have the same background, academic, socioeconomic background as you, how can I make it that far?
No, it's actually how to correct that there was a period in my life where we actually struggled financially. So this is one of the reasons why I made it a point to work for that company, that
mm-hmm.
first company.
Wow.
Because it was really one of the companies that people in my batch wanted to get into, it paid the best.
And it makes you, everyone will know you're the best. My best friend was in one of those, and I was just like, the best. Not me, but, you know, I can be proud for my best friend, but, yeah.
So, it's really, it's, a lot of it, I'm grateful to have had the experiences I had growing up. Mm-hmm. And the education I had growing up.
Which you valued.
That, yes, such that when I hit that super rough spot in my life, which was around college, right after college, you're still able to draw from within the lessons that I learned from performing. I mean, it's the hard work. It's the attention to detail. Mm-hmm. It's the, you have a real clear objective and purpose in mind.
And you learned that from workshops. I learned that from ballet teachers,
on stage, right? Yeah. There was this director who's like, so why did you cross? Well, because I felt like it. He's like, no, there has to be a purpose. There has to be a reason to everything that you do. Mm-hmm. Because in the same way that if you have a professional production, you have to be excellent.
Yeah.
Right? You have to rehearse. Same thing. And I think that this whole thing you're talking about, good grades, it's a sign that a person is willing to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, you know, if you're able to work smart, good for you. Mm-hmm. If you're able to study in an effective way where you don't have to study the whole night, then good for you. But the important thing is the results, right? So if you carry that with you through work, it pays off. It really, and people know your intent is sincere and pure. And I really attribute so much of that to what I learned from performing. You have to give up a lot if you want, you know, a career.
You didn't go
performing
to those underground soirees, which still shocks me to this moment.
I organized those when we still had, you know, I would help organize that.
Mm-mm.
But that was earlier on. It's a pursuit of excellence that if you're going to do something, you might as well do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're going to, like in ballet, if you're going to raise your hand, you're not just going to raise it. Like it has that, to be like, right? Like years of
the
training
form
has to come out because there's a purpose in your, and hindi lang yung parang I'll raise my hand for the sake of it. There has to
Are
be a
reason.
Are you
saying like this?
Oh my goodness, I'm not going to do this. I'm not like going to do this because you've had like your
this
ballet on like that.
Do you mean this? To the camera.
No, you've had your ballet classes, I can tell.
No,
I haven't had my remedial classes.
I'm just, I made so many mistakes during our rehearsals because I was so playful about just being there with my new ballet shoes. But yeah, it's so good to know that it's not just about being in the best schools. The work
it's
ethic comes from
all
your extracurriculars also, and you know, the things that you want to do on the side, maybe.
Yes, and I come across so many people who are so talented, and they've had a very different background. And that's when you realize it's not those things at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just, I don't know, some people are...
The path to success
born gifted.
Different for people.
And a lot of people, what I'm sharing, it can be learned through other mediums, right? If as long as you find something that you're super passionate about.
That's the key, no?
Right? Mm-mm. I mean, even like my son, he plays football.
Mm-hmm. And
he's super passionate about it.
International tournaments
and all that. So it's basically find your passion, be as excellent as you can be, because there are always lessons learned. Even if he never becomes a professional football player, there will always be those lessons of, you know, it's a team sport. So basically learn what you can from your passion and then apply it to whatever you choose to do in life, whether it is in that direction or not.
A similar field. Because yours is it's a similar field.
Well, like I went there and then I sort of took a detour and went to the
corporate FMCG world.
And then I ended up going back to where my heart really was.
Yeah.
But having learned so much from that little detour.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like drawing from all your experiences. And I think that something super important that women have is the quality of empathy. Uh-huh. Right? I think that...
I was on a radio show and they said, arte-arte nyo kasi. Empathy can be a good thing. Please explain.
No, I mean... Okay, leadership can sometimes be so associated with masculinity, right? Strong leadership. But there's also leadership the female way, which is you are firm. It can be the way of a woman, which is really... Traits like empathy are so important. And that is considered very feminine. Parang if a guy is super empathetic and in touch with his emotional side, then he'll be like, oh, he's so soft, right?
Like, yeah, they're sometimes, soft and
hard. But yeah, I think there are traits that are very associated with women that can actually help you become great leaders, right? It's not exclusively... men and the strength of men and the firmness of men that would make a great leader. There are so many other traits. It's just that I do realize, and it's also a mental note to self, when I say that you have to believe you deserve a spot at the table.
That's right, yeah.
Because
I worked my way up here.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Because in many, many industries, it's still very much led by men. Mm-hmm. So I've been in many meetings where I'm the only woman. But actually, you don't think about that. Yeah. Once in a while, I do look around and I'm like, oh, I'm the only woman. But it shouldn't really matter. Mm-hmm. So it's a mental note to self that you have a place at the table because you worked hard to get there. You have experiences that can help people. You are capable. It's a little bit harder for women because of that glass ceiling, so to speak. But it's really not impossible. And there's so many inspirational women leaders out there.
And Barbie.
And Barbie.
But just to give them like a little picture of what it's like to be around you. So we were in Hong Kong and people would ask to take photos and you would take the photo yourself. And I was thinking, oh my gosh.
Because I do that.
But you love the Filipinas as well. So you're like taking the photos and I'm like, oh my gosh.
No, because...
But then she's just like taking multiple angles.
No, because again, it's back to empathy. If I wanted to take a photo with... with my favorite idol, wouldn't I love for anyone to offer to take my photo? And because I want it to be quick, and I feel it's quicker.
It's part of your day job.
Yeah, it's also because I know that.
No, but you did it more than once, so I was shocked by the second time.
I used to do this with my international artists as well, right?
I'll do it, to be honest.
But I do it for two reasons. One is because I'm nice, but the other is like so I can speed it up.
Yeah.
Right? The person doesn't like go around,
but it's
can
not,
you take my picture?
But it's not speeding it up. It's just, you're really taking several. You're giving them options.
Well,
so that's
I'm
more
proud
than
of you.
It's more than a nice
I know
gesture.
How they see you. They watch you, right?
Oh,
remember
my gosh.
That guy and his mom? They're like, we watch you every day here
cute.
In Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah, your friend.
So,
that was nice. Oh, wait. And they gave ampau. We were not
and
firm,
it was
not to
big.
Me.
It was big.
Malibu. But I wanted to share with you because I went to this store. So it's called Initial. And it's a store where
I
you take
you
your artist.
Yeah, I took you there.
But I said, I'm going to come back because it's a store I actually like. I just forget the name. Mm. So we were there, and then I came back. I bought like a bunch of things. I was fitting. I ended up buying what the sales lady was wearing, the shorts that she wore and the jacket she wore. So we were having some good laughs, like, hey, ha ha ha, that's like ganyan,
ganyan. They must have loved you because...
They did love me. I wanted to share that they saw my shopping bag that I had bought, like, toys for my friend who's going through a rough patch. I told you about that.
No.
Right? I was buying all these little toys.
No.
So she saw the toys and said, oh, let me give you one. That's what I wanted to show you. I wanted to show you that she gave me this. So she saw this. I just bought this one as well. So my bag is luma na. Don't judge me. This is my mom's bag that she gave to my lola that I stole from my lola. So this is something I got from Korea. This is something I bought in Hong Kong in that store you brought us. And then she gave me this. She gave me an option pa, three different things to put in my bag.
You bought that much?
No, she gave it to me. She said she was having so much fun chatting with me as I was picking my clothes. I don't know. I was asking Yael, is this normal?
No, I mean they...
Yeah, so she gave this to me. Then I wrote it to the moon. Because I had my quotable quote in my slum book when I was young was... Reach for the stars. If you miss, you will land.
Reach for the moon.
If you miss, aim for the moon. We are the worst.
No, but like I know what you're saying. Shoot for the moon.
If you miss, you will land among the stars.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. I also love that.
So that's why it says to the moon. So aside from this, so the other sales lead, so I wrote her that saying. I got it right naman that first time I wrote. So I wrote it in calligraphy and she loved it. So
where did you write it? And for
paper. When I wrote it for her and then she loved that I made her like a dedication. So the other girl was like, she started speaking in
Cantonese.
And then she saw this, so she brings out two My Melody stuffed toys and she gives it to me. And I'm thinking, Yael, is this normal? But Yael is playing his game somewhere. And then I'm wondering, what's happening? And then mamaya, she kisses me on the cheek and I'm thinking, but then they were so nice because we did the outfit check in front of their store. So that was the video.
And they had no idea who you were in the Philippines?
At that point, when she gave me the moon, she didn't know. Okay. And then they asked me who I am. And then that's when the other girl gave me two.
See?
But before that, I mean, she didn't know.
If I was with you, I would have told them in the first breath. You know, she's super famous in the Philippines.
But I feel like they were joking around and they had fun. I was trying on a bunch of dresses. And yeah, they gave me three stuffed toys. I found it fun. Thank you for bringing me there.
You're very welcome.
So those are like
my... So you got this.
Yeah, I got this. Nice. This was on the sale rack, but I bought a bunch of other things. The one I wore in the other episode. So yeah, I mean, for Women's Month, random women connections. It was fun. But I think naaliw sila because they saw all the stuffed toys that I bought for my friend. And parang naluha sila dun sa idea na, oh, because only because she's having a hard time, that's why I bought her. Because they saw ang dami. Siguro kinumpit na nila, parang mahal to. Parang she deserves somebody to do something nice for her. I feel that's what they did.
Probably.
But I got scared for a good minute. But then,
I'm sure the kiss. I was like, what?
She kissed me on the cheek. I was like, oh, I guess we're friends. Yeah.
No, but it's true. I mean, I think
random women connections.
Right, and they recognize a kind spirit.
I'm a bit confused that they were so nice to me.
No, but to be honest, to me, I mean, if you told them about the story, I would be touched. As well.
I didn't even know.
You didn't tell me the story.
Because I didn't complete the story.
But yeah,
that really
sounded like fun. I wish I caught that. That sounded
like fun. Next time we go shopping. Yeah. But yeah, I think just being around you or having you in my life, even during the pandemic, dancing Zumba. it was fun because, you know, you're a positive, strong force. And like... one who doesn't have to be apologetic about it, diba? And little things like this is your influence on me. Thank you. And I know this was hard for you to say yes to, so thank you. I just want people to have the experience of talking to a confident, beautiful, successful woman.
But the only reason I am
here,
how I am with you, is because I'm really... sincerely so proud of everything you've accomplished. And also, like, honestly, the show that you bought for Ramahari and the reason you bought it, I don't think just anyone would do that. You didn't have to do that. So things like that, when I read about that, when I see that, it makes me very proud and it inspires me as well.
Well, just to explain, I bought a show for Ramahari and we did well. We gave away 600 tickets to students. Yay! So we should do more of that. I think being also open to asking for help is one of the biggest things that I've learned in my life. So thank you. When I asked for the help from my classmates and, of course, from my friends, everyone just said, yes, we're going to help. Don't worry. Relax.
Because
you can relax.
It was for a great cause.
It just needs somebody.
It just needs somebody to take initiative and do it. And then people will follow because it's so much easier to say yes rather than to do the asking.
Oh, diba? Thank you.
So, yeah, really proud of you and what you've achieved.
Thank you. We just want to give this opportunity to people. I mean, you've said a lot, actually, but we just want to end with a one-line affirmation. Affirmation. you can say it in Chinese, Spanish, English, Filipino. But
I can't
think of anything. You can think of something. I think along the lines of what you said, Ganin, about passion, like finding your passion and applying that, something like that. That was really insightful. Because now it kind of levels the playing field for everyone. You don't have to come from what could be a really good school or the best school in the minds of people, diba? I mean, it's unfortunate that we're not like in one of those countries, Scandinavian countries, where the best school is the one nearest to you, diba? But I like what you said, that it's about finding your passion and using that. Maybe you can use that as your affirmation, something like that. No pressure.
But how do you
say it in a line? You can make it two lines, yeah, something like that. I think that's one good thing na people can remember from you.
It really is that, right? I mean, even if it is gaming, which, for example, my son is also super into.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to amount to anything.
But it's good that you're not belittling it. You're not one of the moms who say, puro ka na lang computer. Diba?
Well, of course, I have to limit his computer hours for the sake of his eyes. But it's really that. I mean, life is so much better when you find something to be passionate about. So find it, even if it means experimenting. Mm-hmm. And if there's something that you're doing that moves you, then there's a reason for that. And you should pursue it even more. And again, it may not be like a job opportunity for you or a life direction for you professionally. But there's a reason for it. Like, if you have hobbies that you're super passionate about, keep it up, even if you're working, right? I think I would have, if I had the time, continued performing if I could, but I couldn't, right? So I just went back and did that as a job. And I'm privileged and grateful to have been able to do that. But regardless, like, treat every experience as an opportunity to learn, because you'll never know. Number one, there's a reason you're learning it. There's a reason you love it. There's a reason you were moved by it. So just go with the flow of it. And, you know, later on in life, then you'll figure out, oh, this is why I was so passionate about this. Yeah. This is why, diba? If it makes you happy, if a hobby makes you happy, that's good enough reason to continue to pursue it. So do that, and it will just improve your life, amplify your life immensely, because if it brings you joy and it's a hobby, then you'll go to work as a happier person. And if you're doing this as a child, it'll teach you lessons that you will one day realize did you well in your professional life or whatever you choose to do. So that was not the one-liner, but I really
it's not
I
didn't a one-liner. That, so. But the problem is we usually repeat the affirmation. Kidding. We'll make an exception for you.
No,
usually
okay.
We do it twice. Find your passion.
Excel in it. And just, I don't know.
That's good. No, I mean, you don't know it because it depends. Parang the missing pieces will come in the future and dot, dot, dot. You never know because it's different for you. It's different for me.
Exactly.
So I maybe and dot, dot, dot.
And dot, dot, dot. Because
life
sorts itself out.
Correct. Yeah, you are where you're supposed to be. All these things, diba? I mean, you're in a great place. I feel I'm in a great place. I'm here in this podcast. I never... Never knew I would be in a podcast.
Who would have thought, right?
You're here. I can't believe you said yes. I mean, thank you, Tita Stella, for making sure that you're here. And with that, we end this episode of Case Drama. Gosh, we learned so much from you. Thank you for sharing your valuable life lessons.
I enjoyed this.
I enjoyed knowing that you're a rebel. Woohoo!
It was just a chat. But
yeah. Underground surveys? Yes, we're going to research that. Show until us some photos.
Until you said, give me a one-liner, and then I just froze, and I'm just like, oh.
No, but that's, yeah, I think that's key. That's a great leveling the playing field.
Dapat pala brevity is key.
It's that fine. Should have been my we one-liner. Love run-on sentences. Thank yeah. you, everyone.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you for having
Shishini.
Me.
Next up on Case Drama.
Do you feel relaxed with that water?
Oh, my, relax ka para akong naka-full body massage.
I had one last night, so sakto naman. I had a Balinese massage.
Gusto ko yung ano, yung forehand massage. Meron si, di ba meron?
For the superstar in you, yes, get the forehand massage.
Meron talaga.
Two and not enough. It's real.
Meron talaga.